as far as education is concerned, is that it is time that we broke the syndrome of a world work from 8 to 5 and actually opened our lives to a 24-hour lifestyle in which a network of learning can be constructed so we can actually get out of each other's way. You know, it's impossible to do creatively the things that you can do and think of if you have to do it in the middle of the stage. Sometimes it is necessary to actually be in the privacy, yes, sometimes in the majesty of a mountain, or near the noisy and gentle streams of our country that we have so misused, to actually think the thoughts that will, in the future, incite others to good works. And this, of course, is the reasonable service that we all should be preparing ourselves to do. What is it that you can do best that beyond your ability to accomplish will actually incite someone else to good works? I think it's imperative, as we think of our priorities, that we see that human potentiality, how to discover it, how to use it as constructively as possible, so that all, not just one, not just selected few, but all have the kind of opportunity that will allow them to express all the humanity that is in them to articulate. And I think it is during this kind of a season, when we actually set up in our individual minds, what is the priorities of your life? How are you going to secure the preparation for the kinds of life situations that through you and beyond you, all people will have a better life and have a better means of establishing a lifestyle that we will still be alive as human beings?